Amaranth is a bushy plant that produces grain-like seeds, and it has an ancient and somewhat gruesome history. The Aztecs considered it sacred and mixed the grain with blood before eating it in religious rituals. Spanish conquerors were appalled, but rather than ban the use of blood in porridge, they made possessing or growing amaranth a deadly offense. 500 years later, amaranth is making a comeback. It's currently in season and thriving at the Brooklyn Botanic Garden, where it's grown by herb gardener Caleb Leach and used by Terrace Cafe chef Ariel Nadelberg. They both join us for this week's Last Chance Foods. Welcome to WNYC, Ariel.
Hi.
Hi, Caleb.
Hi.
So, Caleb, a grain considered sacred by the Aztecs sounds pretty good to me. Is amaranth that powerful?
Amaranth is, I would describe it as a survivor. It comes up very readily in the garden. It's a really beautiful plant, and it's kind of a showstopper in the botanic garden. I grow many different varieties, and every variety that I add every year comes up readily every following year.
So it grows well in this climate.
It does. It relishes the hot weather.
Ariel, you're cooking with the amaranth that he grows?
Yeah, I will. I will be featuring it in the coming weeks in various side dishes that we serve at the cafe.
So do you guys meet at, you know, the cold months of winter when most gardeners are poring over their seed packets and talking about what you might want, Ariel, on your menu next season, Caleb, what you're thinking of growing? How does that collaboration work?
We have. We try to choose specific crops that we think are going to be really dependable. And amaranth in particular is something that, you know, it comes up in copious amounts.
Right. Not the grain.
So not the grain.
We don't. I can't get the grain from Caleb.
You can't get the grain. So what are you using? You're using the leaves.
I use the leaves.
And
yeah.
How do you do that?
Much like spinach. It's great sautéed with olive oil, salt, and pepper.
So what's the issue with the grains?
Just the amount that it would take to grow the, we can do it. And they actually do like little snacks, like they'll prepare little snacks in the children's garden with the grains. They'll like harvest them.
It's like with the popped or puffed amaranth, they mix with molasses. And it's a very popular platform for amaranth in Mexico. Just kind of like, it's like a rice cake.
Ariel, how did you first start using the leaves?
Well, I actually didn't know that it was something to use. I was introduced to it by my Bangladeshi coworkers who came to me knowing my relationship with Caleb and saying, maybe he'll have some extra. And so I said, well, what for? And so they like to use it with fish is in particular, and with dal, lentils, the leaves mixed in as a green, much like we would use spinach in any of those dishes.
Hmm. And have you featured that on your menus?
Here and there, and in coming weeks as it reaches its height of harvest.
Tell me about the different varieties, and are there different flavor profiles for each variety?
I would say that different cultures value different varieties. In particular, I've read specific Asian cultures, and speaking to people that visit, like our visitors in the herb garden, they really gravitate towards like these chartreuse, so the red-leafed varieties. Some of our Caribbean visitors really like the greener, darker leaf varieties called Callaloo.
Well, I look forward to trying the amaranth that you brought in for me, and I'll steam it, saute it, any which way. What would you recommend?
The smaller the leaves, the more tender. So those are good raw.
Okay.
The larger leaves, best steamed or sauteed.
All right.
Certainly.
I'll give it a try. Ariel Nadelberg is the chef at the Brooklyn Botanic Gardens Terrace Cafe, and Caleb Leach works there as the herb gardener. Thank you so much for coming in today, Caleb.
Thank you.
And Ariel.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
To learn more and to get a recipe for amaranth polenta with sautéed king oyster mushrooms, summer squash, and amaranth greens, click on culture at WNYC.org. There's also additional web content, my 60-second stir-fry lightning round of questions for Ariel and Caleb. Check it out on the culture site, too. This is WNYC.